This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Tuesday morning to you. It's 580 Live, the voice of Charleston WCHS from the Parmar Stores studio. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Ruth Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy serving as our producer today. Our good friend Tony Hodge from the Putnam County Republican Party will be joining us in the second segment of the show. Oh, it's fun to have Tony in here. We have those people that say, why do you have them on? And other people that say, well, he should probably replace you, meaning me. So I don't know how to go all that far, but we'll talk to Tony coming up in our second segment, and we got a lot of things to unpack. But before we get to all that, I want to welcome in State Auditor, the State of West Virginia, the Honorable J.B. McCuskey.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you, man?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Where are the children?
The children are in the green room.
Okay.
And they are smart enough to know why it's called that.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
It's actually green.
I just told them, I said, whatever you do, or told you, keep them away from radio people.
And I told them that they're around politicians all the time, so that's nothing.
That's true. That's true. There's a BS factor that's pretty high on both of them.
Their radars go up quickly.
But and speaking of the youngins, as we say down south, I understand that you got to hang out at the Boys and Girls State recently.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, what a fun experience for anybody who's in elected office to go and get to listen to the questions and the energy of 500 17 and 18-year-old kids, right? So the only reason any one of us are doing what we do is so that this place is ready for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can actually be with them and watch kids that care tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. I mean, it's hard to find a more meaningful couple of hours to spend than that. I mean, it was energizing and eye-opening, and it was encouraging. It was everything you need it to be. And I just can't wait to get back next year.
And it does, I think, give you the hope for the future if, and this is a giant if, Mr. McCuskey, if we can get those kids to stay here.
Well, and that is the first question that I ask them,
yeah.
Right? And so, you know, I do my spiel and I talk to them about how this is the place and this is where we all need to be. And I say, how many of you are planning on staying? And, you know, some of them raise their hand. And I say, how many of you are planning on leaving? And they raise their hand. And I say, one of you that's planning on leaving, tell me why. And in this particular year, it was a young woman raised her hand. And she said, well, I want to be a physical therapist, and I want to go someplace where there's more opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up getting into a conversation, and I was up at the podium, and she was down in the audience. She stood up, and we talked for 3 or 4 minutes, and I said, you know, why do you think you need to leave to have an opportunity to be a physical therapist? And she sort of explained herself, and I said, look, here's the deal. If you stick around here, you get to build a physical therapy practice from scratch in a community where people are going to support you no matter what, where your children are going to grow up in a place where people have a set of values that don't really exist anymore. I said, or you can move to Charlotte and go work at the practice that somebody else has built. And it's really a great sort of, it's a metaphor for what we have here just in general, right? All of our young people that want to go to Raleigh or Dallas or DC or New York, you name it, they're all going to something that's already been created. And in West Virginia, we just celebrated our 159th birthday yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. So happy birthday, West Virginia. Yep. What's interesting is we've spent 159 years not creating our identity. And we actually have this incredible opportunity right now to write the story that West Virginia is going to be, which is cool. I mean, there is nothing cooler than that. So if these kids, these are all kids who want to be leaders, who are want to be entrepreneurs. They want to be more than just themselves. They want to influence the people around them. This is the place to do that because you can get started younger. And we can, in 25 years, West Virginia is going to be a completely different place than it is today. And you cannot say that about every other community in this country.
One of the things, and again, we're talking with State Auditor J.B. McCuskey on 580 Live. One of the things that always gets me when I have you on is your optimism for West Virginia. I mean, you know, we get on here daily, and because it's the nature of the business, we criticize and we argue back and forth, whatever. But every time, even when you're not in the best of moods, anytime you come in here, you always have this undying sense of optimism about West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not? It's impossible to interact with the people that live in this state on a daily basis and to drive around the state on a daily basis and to watch what's happening in West Virginia on a daily basis and not feel like next year is going to be better than this year, 5 years are going to be better than the last 5 years, and in 25 years, it's time for us. It just is. And every other place in this country has had their moment. And we haven't had ours yet. But what we have done is we've built this country. You know, every bit of steel, every single war, every single thing that made this country great, you can find the beginnings of in West Virginia. And now it's our turn to cash that in and to turn this place into the thriving economic juggernaut that it always has been able to be. And I'm just ready for that to happen. And if we keep saying it's not going to, it never will. The only way that's the best answer to your question. We have to wish it into existence and work it into existence. It doesn't work if we don't believe it's going to happen. If we don't believe in ourselves, how is that ever going to happen? And so if your elected leaders aren't shouting that from the rooftops, tell them to. Because what's the point of running around and telling everyone that it sucks here?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense because, first of all, it doesn't. And second of all, that doesn't get us where we want to go. Getting us where we want to go means we have to be independent, hardworking, humble, and ready, right? And we've already got that stuff. We just need to make sure everyone believes it.
Talking with State Auditor J.B. McCuskey, one of the things that you're big on when we've had you on the show before, Mr. Auditor, has been transparency. So I have to ask you, how are we doing in getting all these cities and counties signed up for your various programs?
Yeah, it's going awesome. It really is remarkable when you give people the opportunity to be a part of a great program, how frequently they'll do it. What our office tries very, very hard not to do is to mandate things on local governments. They hate when the state government comes in and says, I'm a big believer in true local control, right? Getting as much power into the hands of the elected officials that are the closest to their constituents always makes sense. And so when you say to a mayor or county commissioner, I'm going to give you this tool, it's going to make you a more effective county commissioner, or more effective mayor. It's going to make your constituents better at holding you accountable for your actions. And we've already built it. We've already paid for it. All it's going to take is for us to come in here and implement this thing. 95% of the time they say yes. What we're really running out of, and we're not really running out of it, but we don't have enough bandwidth to build them fast enough. So we have a 20 or 30 of them that are in the queue, and we're building these sites as quickly as we can, and as we're building them, more people sign up. I think you were there when Putnam County signed up just about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have maybe 40 total counties in the queue and about 100 cities.
Mm-hmm.
And transparency is important. But accountability is really the reason it exists. So the reason transparency is important, and the reason I'm saying this, is people have to use it. Go to wvcheckbook.gov, learn about what your government's doing, learn about what your school board's doing, your city's doing, your county's doing, the state government, and hold us accountable. Every single one of us in state government deserves to be held accountable for every single dollar of yours that we spend. And it only works if every single person in the state is using it. And when you go to the voting booth, you get to decide, did that person do what they promised? Did they take my priorities and prioritize my spending? And are they being effective? And if every voter does that, we're going to end up with a group of elected officials who have to be accountable to their constituents. And that is what this is. None of this works without that.
Where are we on some of our larger cities in the state? And I say that because I have a text from the Fruit Pharmacy text line that says, has Charleston become a part of your financial transparency website?
They are. And I actually probably should have checked on this before I got here. I don't know where we're building their site. And they're a big enough city with enough revenue that it isn't a totally simple build out. So they have signed up. They are in the program. And when the site is available, we will do a big launch for that site.
So Charleston is on board.
Charleston is on board, and Morgantown's on board. Wheeling was one of our first big city people. There's the mayor up there, a guy named Glenn Elliott, is really, really a sharp guy, and he understood the power of this tool, and he's a Democrat, and we've been working together on this idea just really, really well the whole time. And it's really amazing to watch other people really buy in and get this concept that government shouldn't hide anything it does, because government doesn't own anything. All we do is use your money to do the things we promised you that we would do. And so there's absolutely no reason for us to do anything in the shadows. Every single thing that we do should have light shown upon it.
Ruth Pharmacy text line says, I'm wishing and believing I won't have to pay $12.75 to leave and enter the state, but my other hand is going to fill up first. Friend of the toll.
I believe that is a toll booth commentary.
I believe it is, sir.
It is not an inexpensive experience to drive to Bluefield and back. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, 100%. I would agree. I would agree.
It is when you don't have an easy pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to yank out a 20 and a 10 mm-hmm. on top of $6 a gallon. Yeah. That's an unsustainable trip.
I was going to say, get the easy pass if you travel it. I mean, it's...
And all that really does is delay the inevitable, right? I mean, they're just going to pull basically the same amount of money out of your checking account. You just don't notice it. Yeah. You know, at some point, you got to look and say, hey, you know, these people down there have paid enough.
How are you doing in your battle with dilapidated buildings across the state? I've seen a lot of news with you and your crew and your staff out there trying to bring down all of these structures. How's that going?
It's like fighting kudzu. You know, you can set a whole big bunch of it on fire and eventually it'll grow on the other side of your yard. But, you know, we have a plan that's going to work. We have a framework of legislation that's going to help this. And we have a core group of legislators who believe in what this is going to do. And, you know, I was telling you before, we have to believe in greatness, right? We have to believe that we're getting ready to do this stuff. But that also requires, like I said before, hard work, right? If you want your house to look amazing so that you can have company over, right? You got to clean it up. You got to mow the yard. You got to blow the leaves. You got to clean up the porch. You got to paint the windows. You got to make sure the gutters are clean. You got to get the roof done, all that stuff, right? That takes time and effort. West Virginia is a house that needs a little bit of sprucing. Because there's a whole lot of company that's going to come over. And getting rid of these dilapidated buildings, to me, is, you know, issue one, two, or three in rebuilding our economy. We're talking water, sewer infrastructure. We're talking broadband. And we're talking beautification. You do those three things, people are going to come here, and it's going to look like the utopia or the Mayberry that we've been promising everyone. So we've been running around the whole country saying, hey, you know, come be our neighbor. Come be the next mountaineer. Move here, move your family, this is the place to be. We better make it look like we promised it when they get here. And getting rid of all of these broken down, half-burnt, dangerous buildings that plague every community in our state is, to me, there's nothing more important than that.
You know, and I'm someone like you that travels the state of West Virginia, you know, quite a bit on a daily basis. And you say that it does plague every community, and yeah, I will agree, you're right, whether from the biggest to the smallest. But there are some cities and some areas that seem to be doing a better job than others. Now, maybe that's not on the government. Maybe that's just the people in those particular towns or counties take more pride in their stuff. I don't know. But there are some, and you can name a few off the top of your head, as I'm sure I can, that you just simply don't see that.
So there's a funding issue. Right, it's not inexpensive to tear down a house.
Yeah, and it's not and it's not simple because I mean it's a long, as you well know, a long court process.
Oh, correct.
You can't just go tear it down.
And it's much shorter now. That's what our bill did in the legislature. We took it from 18 months to 6. I don't think it's a motivational issue or a pride issue, Dave. I think that it is there are places that have more funding and more of an impetus on doing it. Right. So if you have senior citizens that you have to feed on a daily basis and you have $2 million of revenue, right? You got to feed the elderly first. Then you got to make sure the kids have air conditioning, right? I mean, there are problems in a local government sense that come before tearing down buildings. And the reason that I am so big on having the state government help these local governments pay for it is then we can take that variable out. And importantly, if we can do a $250 million project, the cost of tearing down a house goes from $20,000 to $7,000. So you're getting an enormously larger bang for your buck if you bid this out on a giant contract as opposed to having individual ones done. And so that is why we're trying to unify the process and do it all in one fell swoop. And like I said with Kudzu, if you don't kill all of it, it comes back. And that's why, and these houses are the same way. One bad house on the end of the block means the house on the other end is more likely to go bad too. Because there is, it just, they feed on each other. And people move out of neighborhoods where there's bad houses, right? So if you can go and get them all gone, do it in one fell swoop, rip that Band-Aid off, I think what you're going to find is development is going to happen on these old lots instead of people moving away.
We certainly hope so. Before we wrap it up, State Auditor J.B. McCuskey, what else have you got going on these days? I know I hear the letters SEC being thrown out there, and it's not football we're talking about.
Yeah, so the Securities and Exchange Commission, I'm the securities commissioner for the state, so our office is in charge of regulating and licensing all of the people who sell or deal in stocks and your retirement accounts, things of that nature. And the SEC is trying to add a climate-related rule to the way that companies report their earnings and their stability. And we are fighting this with every ounce that we have for one very, very specific reason. And that is it's a terrible idea to politicize what is a very well-regarded institution. People deserve to know whether or not companies are making or losing money. They deserve to know if buying a stock is a good or bad investment. They deserve to have real, tangible information before they invest. And adding a subjective, expensive, and in some instances can be found to be meaningless metric to that is going to do nothing but erode public confidence in the way that the SEC presents information. And what I don't want is I don't want every 4 years or every 8 years for the SEC to turn into a political football. I don't want Republicans doing this either. No one should be politicizing this institution because it is too important to people on all sides of the aisle. The entire gamut of politics is irrelevant to whether or not a company is a good investment. And just to give you an idea, I think the last time I saw, I believe that Exxon was doing well under the SEC's proposed guidance and Tesla was doing poorly. Mm-hmm. And so if you're somebody who believes in green energy, it is pretty obvious from the very beginning of this program that this is going to be a stick that is used to punish. And the SEC isn't really designed for that. The SEC is really designed so that Dave Allen can know whether or not the company that he's putting money into made money last year, or what are their financial projections, or how much debt do they have, or how many new employees do they have, or where are their factories? You name the thing that is a relevant and important investment metric. And then we have the EPA and a myriad of other federal agencies that can tell people how companies are doing on the green environment. But I think I'll come back on sometime in the future, because our main goal, and when we sent this letter, we asked with a couple of other states for a meeting with the commissioners of the Securities and Exchange Commission. And I seriously hope that they take us up on this, because I want to talk to them about how their proposed rule will affect my ability to be an effective regulator. And I think once they hear us out, we will be an incredibly effective group of people in changing their minds.
State Auditor J.B. McCuskey, I'm going to ask you to hang around because I do have one text that just came in, but I got to get to the break first, and then I will get you that one question, get you out of here, and we'll get Tony Hodge in here. 580 Live is brought to you in part by Thornhill Auto Group. It's time to trade up to a brand new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. Now's the time to switch into your new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall to Logan, or visit thornhillcdjr.com. We're back after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for supporting local small businesses.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
I'm qualified through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details. Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR.
Hey, this is Dave Allen for your local Parmar store saying happy summer. Summer's the busiest time of the year with ball games, reunions, vacations, picnics, barbecues. Hey, you name it, and it happens during the summer. Well, before you make plans to head out, make plans to visit your local Parmar store. From gas to great food and all the snacks you need, you'll find it at Parmar. We're nearly 200 stores strong, and we're adding stores all the time, all to better serve you. Download the Parmar app and sign up for our rewards card to save even more. Happy summer, and remember, there's not a Parmar store near you now. There will be soon.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxBytel.com.
928 580 Live brought to you in part by Hudson's Pizza. The June special of the month at Hudson's is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks. Only $19.99 to order online for takeout or delivery. To find your nearest Hudson's, go to hudsonspizza.com. State Auditor J.B. McCuskey is with us. Tony Hodge from the Putnam County Republican Party coming up. I did ask Mr. McCuskey to stick around because we did have a couple of quick text questions from the Fruit Pharmacy text line. Mr. Auditor, how are we using the federal infrastructure dollars in West Virginia, and how can I monitor use, says a texter?
So you can monitor the use at wvcheckbook.gov. We actually have a pre-populated report on a tab, so you just click on, go to the website. It's super easy to find, and the answer is we're using it for all kinds of stuff. Some of it great, some of it not as good as I'd like. It was our idea and our plan that this money would go as a down payment to the rebuilding of our water and sewer infrastructure in the state. Like I've said many, many times before, you can invite as many big businesses as you want here, but they're not going to build a factory where you can't flush a toilet. And so until we can figure out how to get rid of our stormwater issues and to fix our water sewer issues, economic development is going to stall in some instances. And so we need to make sure that every single community in the state is ready for whatever businesses might want to be there.
I can ask you one more question.
Go ahead.
Another one just came in.
Sure, that's fine.
Texas investors want an ESG, that's environmental rating with stocks, adding it provides more information for investors while keeping the traditional metrics used for measuring stock performance. Why keep that information from investors?
Well, I think the answer to your question is you want that, and some people might want it as well, but the SEC is not a place that has any understanding of environmental impact. They are a financial regulator. If you want an ESG score, I think the EPA would be a much better place if the federal government wants to do that. They already have scientists. They already have all of the people you need to rate and score a company on whether or not they are being quote-unquote environmentally friendly. And the SEC just isn't the right place because it turns a non-political consumer advocate into a political football. And that is just bad policy all the way around from either side.
Senator J.B. McCuskey, it's always a pleasure, man.
Hey, Dave, thanks a lot. And if you keep reading Husson's ads during this thing, I might not come back. I'm on a little bit of a diet.
Okay.
Husson's is just the absolute best.
They have healthy options available, too.
They do have healthy options available. Yeah. I mean, they have a pizzadilla, which is pretty good.
So I've heard.
Yeah, that's right. But I usually only order an 18-inch and eat the whole thing myself.
There you go. J.B. McCuskey,
Dave,
I appreciate
thank you.
It.
Yes, right, sir.
Thanks. Let me bring Tony Hodge in here. While we do that, let me transition by saying Festival continues today in Charleston.
And among the activities, a performance by the Charleston Civic Chorus. That's at 7 o'clock at the Charleston Baptist Temple, 209 Morris Street in Charleston. Phone calls to 580 Live, or a service of Sears Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Our live streaming at 580 Live is brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. And our texting services are provided by Fruit Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-500. Tony Hodge of the Putnam County Republican Executive Committee joins us. What's up, T?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm doing well. I was sitting over here getting, I was entertained by Auditor McCuskey's daughters playing with the Don Nealon, Bob Pruitt bobbleheads behind us over here.
Well, that's probably the first time that those things have been moved since Nealon and Pruitt coached there. So they get a little dust on them there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they're a little rusty, but he's got a beautiful family. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to his positive outlook on West Virginia. It's really encouraging. I mean, I grew up in a time where, you know, West Virginians weren't quite as confident as we are now, but I feel like with the new generation of leadership in the state and things of that nature, that we're getting our confidence back. We're, you know, feeling good about ourselves, and that's good, because you have to portray confidence if you're going to grow and move forward in things. I was just talking to my brother yesterday on the phone. He lives up in suburban Washington, D.C., and they have opposite problems of what we have here. They're wanting to build a Amazon data center kind of in his backyard almost. They're wanting to put a big power substation right there in his backyard, and they're kind of against it. You know, they have so much industry and things like that up there that they're fighting things going in their backyard. I said, hey, when you go, because he's going to go down to the meeting and talk about it. I said, when you go down there, tell him that we've got some, you know, a few places here that we'll do something. If we got to build the infrastructure, I think we'll get it done. So send them our way.
We'll send the pepperoni rolls up there. We'll have Mama make some hot dogs and a pie, and we'll get them down here. We're all about it.
Yes, sir.
Well, suddenly now it's cool, or at least newsworthy, Mr. Hodge, to be a party chair in West Virginia. And we'll talk about the Democratic Party chair first. The new one for the state was announced over the weekend. Mike Pushkin, Delegate Mike Pushkin, who's going to be on Talk Line with Dave Wilson, I understand, next hour. So he is the new Democratic Party chair. I sound like Dave Weekly when I say this, Tony, but Mike Pushkin, in or out?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I find it very interesting, the ticket with Mike Pushkin and Danielle Walker. She's will be the first vice chair, I think, of the Democratic Party. I think it's interesting because West Virginia is clearly moving in a more conservative direction, but the Democratic Party in this state, going from Belinda Biafor, which is sort of, the way I understand it, it's maybe aligned with the Manchin crowd, you know, not quite as liberal. You know, Manchin's more of a moderate, and they're taking a sharp left turn. With Pushkin, he portrays himself as far more progressive, I think, than Joe Manchin. And by the way, I like Mike Pushkin. He's a friend of mine. You know, I don't. You know, he of course, I'm a Republican. He's a Democrat. But we are friends. And then Danielle Walker, you know, she's even further left. So I think it's interesting. But you mentioned Dave Wilson. I heard him speak last week. He was talking to Brad on Metro News when he was filling in for Hoppy, and he said, you know, maybe what the Democrats are trying to do is, rather than go the same direction as the Republicans, maybe they're trying to completely differentiate themselves from the Republicans. And maybe that's their strategy. I don't know. But I don't think it's going to fare very well for them moving forward. But, you know.
Time will tell.
On
the Republicans, a little controversy as it comes to the Republican Party Chair Mark Harris. Story posted at WVMetroNews.com and an update within the last hour. Many have been asking for Mr. Harris to resign as leader of the party. And again, you can read the interview stories by Brad posted at WVMetroNews.com. Mr. Harris has said he will not resign. However, within the hour, he has released a statement that he will not seek another term because it's the election was coming up for real soon. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right. July 30th, the Republican Party will hold their statewide meeting, and the chairman position was up for election. Yeah, so Saturday night, I believe reporter Alex Thomas, who works for Metro News, he kind of broke the story, something that had been swirling around that we had known about before Alex broke it. But so that was reported, and then you saw the statement by the officers of the party, and as well as the executive director, they didn't really call on him to resign, but they said he should consider, consider resignation or consider his options. And so, you know, there's been a lot of talk the last couple of days. I actually called Chairman Harris yesterday and talked to him. He asked me for my opinion. When I gave him my opinion, I said, well, look, I said, you know, the officers, obviously, they're not with you now. You know, that's going to be harmful. So if you do run for re-election, there's, you know, probably a pretty strong chance that you lose. If you don't run for re-election, just fill out your term, you know, mm-hmm. you're still out. So, he agreed, you know, well, either way, I'm out. And so we talked for a little bit and kind of went back and forth. And, I sort of tried to be even-handed, but also from my perspective, the writing was on the wall that that it's probably time. And then that statement came out this morning, so it's very interesting.
Well, there's some accusations, and I'm not going to get into all that. You can read about it online. They're being thrown out there, some things he said, she said, some things that he may have made inappropriate comments to people, and so that's where this all stems from. Let me review the exact quote in the article again, posted at WVMetroNews.com. This is from Mark Harris. I will not allow these anonymous accusations from a handful of craven malcontents to detract from the success of the Republican Party in West Virginia. When I was elected in March 2021, I promised to serve until the summer meeting 2022. I will keep that promise. But he added, again quoting, after much prayer and discussion with my family and friends about what is best for my family and party, I've decided to withdraw my name from consideration for another term as chairman of the Republican Party in West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, I think what he says, you know, it's right, because if he were to run again and stay on, the charges and allegations, the things that that are swirling around him would only be magnified. So I think he sees the writing on the wall too, and it's the best thing. It's the best thing for the parties, you know. I don't always agree with Chairman Harris. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. We have a mutual understanding of that, and always have. But I do admire that in this position, I think he's putting the party first, and that's admirable. I mean, he's doing the right thing. As far as that goes, I know he talks a little bit about the, you know, maybe the cancel culture portion of it or whatever, but I think he's doing the right thing. I think his future would be better served, and the future of the Republican Party would be better served in West Virginia right now.
Ruth Pharmacy text line says, okay, Dave, both you and Mr. Hodge are GOP insiders. It's time to hear some names and who may replace Mark Harris, maybe one of you guys. I can tell you no. I can't speak for Tony, and I don't expect him to, but for this kid, no. I got three jobs now. I don't need another one. I'm good.
Well, there's a few names swirling out there. I'll tell you what, it's a very important job. It's a high-profile job. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of resources. You know, you have to meet RNC obligations, meetings around the country, mm-hmm. and things like this. So, you know, whoever does it, for no pay. And that's the same on with the West Virginia Democratic Party. As far as I understand, it's a volunteer position. On the Republican side, it's a volunteer position. So you have to have somebody that's dedicated, somebody who's willing to put in the hard work. And there's a few names swirling out there, but I think let's get through this next week. I mean, this news just came out this morning.
Yeah, I mean, within the hour.
Within the hour. Yeah. I mean, so there's going to be, this is going to be disseminated all across the state. We've got 4th of July coming up. A lot of the parties are concentrating on their 4th of July efforts. But between the 4th of July and July 30th, I think for the Republican chairmanship, it's going to heat up pretty quick.
All right, let me get to a couple texts before we go to break. Thanks for having Tony Hodge on your show today. He has common sense, and we need more of this. Ask him about when our secondary roads are going to be replaced. So now you're in the road business, Tony.
Wow. Well,
that's got out of your wheelhouse, but go ahead.
It is. Well, we still have work to do. That goes back to infrastructure and things like that. But we're on our way. We appreciate the Republican legislature and the Republican leadership. They see, you know, our roads, you look back in history, and I'm not going to name names or anything, but they deteriorated under Democrat control. And so we have a lot of work to do to clean that up and sweep it up, and we're working on it. It just takes time.
20 minutes away from 10, 580 Live, brought to you in part by the Charleston Dirty Birds. They are your hometown baseball team. All kinds of activities going on, as always, with the Dirty Birds. I think they're getting ready to hit the road down to Gastonia, I think, tonight, but they'll be back home soon. For more information about the Dirty Birds, tickets, whatever you need, go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com. Tony Hodge is here. We got a lot to get into, a lot of text, and some other stuff to get to from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live and the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is an Eric J. Tarr family business. Speak directly to your local physical therapist at generationspt.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Encore. plate
with available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers,
swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles, well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
Qualified through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Get away with Mardi Gras Casino and Resort's Big Adventure Giveaway. In June, lucky North Club members will gain one free entry plus an additional entry for every 100 base points earned. On July 2nd, one lucky winner will win a prize package of camping equipment. One will win a trip to the lodge at Geneva on the Lake in Ohio. And one member will win the grand prize trip to Tenaya Lodge at Yosemite in California. Visit Mardi Gras for your chance to win an unforgettable vacation prize package. All games are regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Supply chains are breaking down worldwide. Inflation is reaching record highs, and the future seems uncertain. Are you prepared to go off the grid for a week? Maybe even longer? Keller Survival has resources for all of your prepping needs. Keller Survival also does custom embroidery and provides uniform services for first responders. From MRE meals and water purification systems to uniform polos and trousers, Keller Survival has you covered. Stop by Keller Survival today, located on Washington Street and Cross Lanes.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Seventeen minutes away from 10. If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitel on the west side of Charleston. Ask them about their RX Bipacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitel on the west side, they are your neighborhood pharmacy. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. Tony Hodge is with us, from chair of the Republican Party in Putnam County. Tech says, any possibility that the West Virginia Republican Party will follow the latest platform of the Texas Republican Party?
Well, I don't want to say specifically because I haven't read Texas's platform, but if it's Texas, I'm sure they're probably very conservative. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. Last night we were visiting with some friends of ours, and they're from Great Britain. They're here on a work visa. He actually works for Special Metals in Charleston. And we were talking about differences in our country. And they think it's so neat how we have different states. Like, each state has its own identity. They don't have that over there. You know, it's just the city that you live in, or they're all from the UK. But they love how it's different states. And they can see, being outsiders, how West Virginia has a very, very distinct identity, you know, as compared to like Ohio and some of the other close states that they travel to. But we were talking a little bit about Texas, and I was like, well, you know, you need to go visit Texas. They said they hadn't been. I said, well, Texas, you know, they think they're their own country down there. You know, it's so big, and they have their own, you know, way of thought, but very liberty-minded people down there. So God bless Texas. We love those people.
Tex says, here's what to know about the West Virginia GOP. They fully supported Harris, even though his incompetence allowed for sexual assaults of veterans at the Beckley VA Medical Center. The West Virginia GOP has no values. I don't expect you to address that, but I would like for you to address the last line. The GOP has no values.
Well, I want to address all of it, because the first part of it, read the very first sentence again.
Here's what to know about the West Virginia GOP. They fully supported Harris.
Okay, right there. They fully supported Harris.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. I mean, even the vote on that was questionable. But anyway, as it turned out, it was I think maybe a one vote margin or something like that. So they did not fully support Harris. In fact, Chairman Harris, you know, the vote was out loud. He knows that I voted against him, and we've talked about that, and I had my reasons for that. So I didn't support him for chair. But once he became chair, you know, I'm a team player, and kind of guy I am, so I said, hey, we're gonna work together, we're gonna move the party forward and things like that. So that's totally false. And the last part was,
well, the West Virginia GOP has no values.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, prove it. Tell me how.
Okay,
you know, text in, tell us how.
The onus is on you, Texter.
That's it.
Texter says, without Robert C. Byrd and Jay Rockefeller, the state wouldn't have any roads.
Well, I mean, I was born in 1970. I seem to remember roads, that there were roads back then.
There were roads here. I mean, look,
even well before I was born was what I was trying to go with that.
Well, we'll give credit where credit's due. I mean, Robert C. Byrd was very good at pulling in the federal pork. I mean, if you talk about taking money from taxpayers and redistributing it, he was very good at doing that for West Virginia. And, you know, Jay Rockefeller has, you know, he obviously governed from the other side of where I would have. But, you know, he did. I will give credit. He was very instrumental in his Japanese connections from when he was a young man to be able to bring Toyota to the county that I live in now. And we appreciate that. So I'll give credit where credit's due. He did a good job on that.
Text says, how did two Putnam County Republican Party and club leaders become the voice of Charleston? Well, number one, we're not the voice of Charleston. No. The radio station is considered to be the voice of Charleston. I'm just one voice. That's on here. You're on here like maybe once a month. I'm on here 5 days a week. So no, we're not the voice of Charleston. And when I took this job, I wasn't a party leader in the Republican Party of Putnam County. But one thing about it, I mean, people can criticize, and I've said this before, Tony, and you and I don't always see eye to eye on things.
We don't.
But I like to think that I offer a fair platform here. I mean, I've got the most liberal senators and legislators on, as well as the most conservative. So I give everybody a fair shake. I mean, at least I hope I do.
Well, and speaking of the voice of Charleston, I mean, I appreciate the radio station here allowing all of those voices. I mean, it's America, you know. We want to hear everybody. It helps us to make better decisions. You hear this side, you hear that side, and then you make up your own mind.
I want to get your take on this. Lead story, WVMetroNews.com, concerns former Delegate Derek Evans. He will be sentenced later this week for his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Tony, much like with everyone else associated with the criminal charges following the attack, it's their videos or their live streaming that did them in. Quote, I bet Trump would pardon anyone who gets arrested in there, end quote. That was referring to the Capitol, the insurrection. Now, federal prosecutors are asking for Derek Evans to serve 3 months in jail, followed by 3 years of supervised release and to pay for damages to the Capitol building. There's a hearing in D.C. tomorrow afternoon. His videos will be a big part of it. I mean, this guy is quoted as saying, quote, should I delete it so there's no evidence of what I did? Generally speaking, not the comments on video from somebody who's innocent, just throwing that out there. And I don't expect you to totally comment on because, you know, you're a much nicer guy than I am. But this ain't exactly the sharpest knife in a drawer we're dealing with here. And he's a guy that's been on this show before. I have zero use for him now after January the 6th. But your thoughts on any of that or even the hearings that are going on?
Well, I think the hearings are – this is – you know, Hollywood theater. If Washington, D.C. had Hollywood theater, that's all it is. But as far as the protests up there on January 6th and all of that, you know, I've heard you say before, and we've talked about this before, how you – and I agree with you that, you know – you know, you agree with protests and all that, but there has to be order. There has to be, you know, you have to follow the laws. And I agree with that completely. Protest all you want. Make your voice heard, you know. If whether you want to shout it in, you want to write it into the newspaper,
no,
you want to
all,
go on the radio, or you want to stand on the steps of the Capitol, whatever you want to do, but follow the law. We don't trespass. We don't break windows. We don't break in. I'm very much, you know, following the law. There's got to be order. We got to have some sensibility, some morals and virtue behind all of our arguments.
I agree 100%. Texas is all about liberty, and until a person wants to consume cannabis or two same-sex people want to marry, a state and culture completely about liberty.
Well, you know, it's funny. That may have came in from a left-leaning person. It kind of sounds like it, but, you know, it's funny how the left always tries to accuse the right of being obsessed with social issues, but it's always the left who comes back to social issues. We could talk about social issues again. We did it last time I was on the show.
Yeah, we're still recovering from that, by the way.
But we can get into that if you want, but nah, you know, it's whatever. I mean, if that's your opinion, that's fine. I mean, as far as the cannabis or smoking weed, smoking pot or whatever, I mean, it's not my thing, whatever. If you want to have, I guess there's medical cannabis or whatever, they have that, you know, but I don't know. In my opinion, I think smoking weed makes you dumb.
Tech says, now that the GOP has supermajorities in West Virginia, the party's self-destruction begins. This is something I talked to Danny Jones about yesterday, and I was attributing this to a very well-known political strategist who I talked to, and I asked him at an event, I said, what keeps the Republican Party, what is it that will bring the Republican Party down, if anything? And the quote with him, and Danny 100% agreed on it, it would be the Republican Party.
I agree 100%.
It's theirs to lose at this point.
100%. Yep, and that's the growing pains we have in West Virginia is now we're controlled by the Republican Party in every facet. So now rather than putting up the one candidate to fight the Democrats, now we're fighting each other to see who can get that nomination. So those are growing pains, things we have to deal with, and it's just the nature of politics. But you're right, and I heard a strategist say the exact same thing. He said the only thing that can take us down now is us eating our own.
9:51, we do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store studio. There's not a Parmar store near you now. There will be soon. Big happenings at Parmar this week. On Wednesday, that is tomorrow, they begin operations at their latest store in Huntington, 1002 9th Avenue. On Thursday, they'll open the all-new Parmar Mountaineer Mark Pickpack Grocery Store in Richwood with a ribbon cutting at 2 o'clock. Then on Friday, 2 o'clock, Parmar will break ground on the first ever store in Logan County at the Appalachian Outpost. That's the former Rita Mall for those of us that are familiar with that area. And remember, if there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. Man, the texts are lining up. We got to get to them. We'll get to that right after this. For the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live at A Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is now open.
Get your appointment at generationspt.com.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
It's back and bigger than ever. Register now for the Great Gas Giveaway. Win up to 1,000 gallons of gasoline powered by WVRC Media and Todd Judy Ford.
Also brought to you by Parmar, West Virginia Eye Consultants, and more.
Register on location at any sponsor location near you to win 500 gallons. And register to win 500 gallons on Todd Judy Ford's Facebook page. Contestants are eligible to win both, so you could win 1,000 gallons of gas this year. Register today for the Great Gas Giveaway, powered by Todd Judy Ford and this station.
Your Putnam County Assessor's Office is mandated to ensure your real estate is evaluated properly and fairly. This year, their field personnel will be in Buffalo, Eleanor, Polka, and Union District to revisit homeowners. They will be in marked vehicles and will have photo ID and business cards. Again, that's the Buffalo, Eleanor, Polka, and Union District areas. If you have any questions about this process, visit their website at putnamcoassessor.com. That's PutnamCOAssessor.com.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RXBytel.com.
6 minutes away from 10. You know, everybody's been talking about the high price of gas. How'd you like to win 1,000 gallons of free gas at WCHS Network of Stations, plus all of our sister stations here? Teaming up with Todd Judy Ford to give away 1,000 gallons of free gas. Just stop by and register at West Virginia Eye Consultants, Eddie's Tires, T&A Meats Across Lanes, Anytime Fitness in Elkview, and all the Kanawha Valley locations of Parmar Stores, both locations of Todd Judy as well. Register between now and July 14th. Five finalists will be chosen to join us at Todd Judy on July 30th to see who wins. All brought to you by Todd Judy Ford and the stations of WVRC Media in Charleston. Texas says Derek Evans should be the new GOP party chair. He just went and did what the rest of you wanted to do but weren't brave enough. The election wasn't stolen. Trump lost. Get over it. I can't speak for Tony Hodge, but this is one Republican right here that has said from day one that the election was not stolen and 100% was not. Trump lost. Period. That's me. That's not. I'm speaking for Tony. That's me. 100%. So that dog will not hunt with Dave Allen. Texas says the GOP in West Virginia has no value as they haven't done anything for the regular taxpayers with all the extra COVID money that's been given state great budget surpluses. Our states cut gas tax. Other states, I'm sorry, cut gas tax or gave rebates to taxpayers. Why none in West Virginia? The regular taxpayers get nothing.
Well, you know, the gas tax. Temporary gas tax withheld or whatever. You know, some other states have done that, but all they've had to do is just go back and turn around and put the tax right back on. I mean, it's very temporary. And in fact, Joe Biden at the national level is considering a federal gas tax. Doing a temporary hold on the federal gas tax. And even his own Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, she's quoted in the Wall Street Journal this morning, is saying, yeah, you know, don't really know if it would have the effect that, the administration thinks it is. And that's his own Treasury Secretary. So, yeah, that's just a temporary thing that's, well, really, the reason they're looking at it on the national level is to try to curry favor and curry votes for the red wave that they're facing this November. Because they know they're going to lose the House, they're going to lose the Senate. I'm talking about the U.S. House, U.S. Senate. They're going to lose both of them. So they're going to try anything and everything, political tricks to try to get people going the other way. It's not going to work.
One of the things I thought has been interesting is how all these different sides are coming down on Biden right now. And I was talking about gas prices earlier. There's an interesting article in the Washington Post focusing on oil refineries. And quite frankly, Tony, it's not very complimentary to this White House. It's in the Washington Post. Oil refineries across the country are being retired, some because of age, and many because it's far too costly to try to keep up with the environmental upgrades that this administration's and other agencies even prior to the Biden administration have called for. Now, this is according to the Post. Five refineries have shut down in the past 2 years, eliminating more than a million barrels from the market. Now, the president is writing letters pretty much demanding that the companies bring prices down. They're not budging until the administration backs off on their war on fossil fuels, which could allow them to do the things that they need to do, they say. I mean, you know, the ultimate goal here, Tony, is to get us away from fossil fuels entirely. They've made no secret of that, which is, quite frankly, pardon the pun, a pipe dream. Now, the president is calling this crisis, and you can't make this up, an opportunity to further advance the green agenda.
Yeah, yeah, that's, well, you know, these oil companies, why in the world would they ever put money into expand their infrastructure when they have a government administration that's standing right up and telling them, hey, we're instituting policies and things that will that will harm your industry. Why would they invest in that? Why would they move forward? So that's why they're not doing it. It would be a waste of money for them because they see the writing on the wall. Hey, this administration wants to take us out. So we're not going to put more money in. And that's part of the reason, not all the reason, but part of the reason why our energy prices are skyrocketing right now. And then I read this morning, again, in the Wall Street Journal about Ford and GM expanding their EV, their electric vehicle operations. It's all of this is orchestrated by the Biden administration. They want high energy prices. They want it to be hard on the American people so that we fulfill this pipe dream that they have of everything being electric, which, by the way, if it's electric in West Virginia, it runs on coal. So, you know, there's kind of a two-edged sword there. But in the long run, I don't know. The whole green initiative is, I think it's all a pipe dream to me. We need to use our God-given resources. Use them wisely. Use them cleanly. Do it responsibly, but use them.
Final Texas, I think Tony Hodge would be a good chair.
I'm sitting in a nice chair.
I'm not making it up, man. It's the texts that are coming in. All right. Oh, well, time will tell. Time will tell. All right. Tony, man, as always, pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Tony Hodge from the Putnam County Republican Executive Committee. Thank you so much. To my producer, Caitlin Murphy. Welcome back. Caitlin's been feeling under the weather, but she's doing well, doing what she does. She's still not ready to go on the air yet, she says. She's still battling some throat issues. But
She's a great producer. She does a really good job.
Yeah. So we'll have her back on maybe hopefully later on this week. All right, I got to go. Dave Wilson is coming up next with Talkline. Follow the news of the day, WVMetroNews.com and at WCHSNetwork.com. For Tony Hodge, State Auditor J.B. McCuskey, and Caitlin Murphy, we'll see you tomorrow. Till then, have fun and love somebody.
WCHSAM, 96.5 FM Charleston, 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.